Welcome back. Our entrepreneur this week is Iba Masood, who's co-founder and CEO of Gradbury, which is the Middle East's first career portal for student internships and graduate jobs. Welcome to you once again, Iba. It's great to have you on the show. I'm really impressed, I think, with the whole idea. I think it really is a fantastic idea. And we were just talking off air, weren't we, with saying that, you know, there really is that sense of a gap, and you kind of really are bridging it, hopefully, and that there's so many students here just sort of a bit lost when it comes to graduation, going, what do you do next? Because I don't think there's been a culture of internships, of job seeking, of, you know, whatever. And a lot of them have gone on to sort of further education because just completely lost with what to do. And
exactly.
Should I even, you know, people don't, maybe not just here as a student, should I stay here and continue with a job? Visa issues, you know, there's various different sort of complications as well, I think, with staying on here and working. And possibly as well about educating companies as to what to do with an intern. I mean, you were saying, Carla, you know, an intern lands in a company here possibly, and it's like, what do we do with the intern?
There isn't a policy in place.
Yes, that's true.
Where there might be, it could be an international company, there could be back at the headquarters in, for example, London or New York or whatever, but they might not actually have those policies in place here in, because it could be a smaller office, etc. Are you finding that the sort of process of kind of, let's say, educating companies as well when it comes to, are you doing marketing to companies to say, look, we've got interns, do you, you know, are you interested?
Yes, we are. And I think one of the things that is also really integral to the whole internship and fresh graduate placement is also the involvement of government, because one of the things that's happening with a lot of companies is that they're also confused as to when an intern comes on board, what exactly are the procedures legally, because
visa issues and work permits
exactly and we've also approached government and we've tried to ask, and I mean, you know, we've gotten different responses, because it really depends on which free zone you're located in. Do you have a DED license, do you have a different kind of free zone license? So one of the things that we are trying to do is really out of the 150 employers, 50 of those employers have posted internships for the first time. Like, they've actually taken on interns for the first time. And, you know, the feedback that we've received from students and graduates has been phenomenal, because the amazing thing is that over 25% of the interns that are taken on board from Gradbury, they're converted into full-time employees.
Really?
Yes. And, that's really something that students also don't understand, is that, you know, once you graduate, you can also take on internships, because it can really be your conversion into a full-time role. That's what happened with me as well. I mean, I started out as an intern. So, after graduation, I did about 2 internships. I think it's really about educating employers, universities, and students alike. And I think the government also needs to play an important role in doing this.
Well, internships traditionally have that kind of... They have that attachment that, you know, people will be abused.
Well, there has been that happening as well.
And then, you know, get rid of them and bring in,
promising them a job,
and then bring in, you know, another batch of interns.
Yeah, yeah, and not paying either. I mean, do interns get paid?
Well, I think we've really seen, I would say, a 50-50.
Is it up to the company to decide whether they want to or not?
Yes, it's up to the company. So some companies, what they do is that they have full on paid internships where interns receive salaries. Others, what they do is they just have travel allowances, and what we try and do is that if a company is having an unpaid internship, then they should at least provide credit as in terms of university credit, because a lot of universities require students to take internships to graduate. For example, the other day we had an employer come in, and they're saying that we would like to give an unpaid internship for a year. And we're like, I'm sorry, but that is absolutely ridiculous. And even though we lost revenue on this, we said no. Because at the end...
However, I mean, yeah, but in this current climate, you know, there are, I know, and I've heard of people particularly, I'm not saying necessarily in this country, but in other parts of the world, where the job market, I mean, it's tough, you know.
It's dreadful.
People will work for a year without paying.
But would the company cover expenses?
They even said they wouldn't cover expenses.
So I mean, that's pretty mean. I mean, that's pretty mean.
It really
is.
A year is a bit too much.
I mean, you know, I've seen, because what happened with some of the companies that we've had on, they've had unpaid internships for 6 months. However, they've given travel allowances. And then at the end of 6 months, they've actually hired on. Like, they took about 5 interns, and then they hired 2 of them. And the other thing about unpaid internships is that they have to be mentor-based. Now, how unpaid internships work is is that if you know, if you're getting on an unpaid intern, don't, you know, have them photocopy or have
make
them
tea.
Get coffee every day. Exactly. It needs to be that they're learning skills that they otherwise would not learn at
Do
university.
Do you monitor this, though? When a student is sort of on an intern, would you have some kind of a monitoring that they can come to you with problems and issues, etc., that you would sort of act as sort of some kind of an intermediary between them and the client?
I mean, our door is always open, of course. Right. If there are any, for example, just the other day, we had, it wasn't through one of the students that she was a graduate. Yes, she was a graduate, and she did a finance internship, and she really thought that her supervisor was literally from hell. And so what we did was that we actually we took her experience and we actually posted it on the fruit bowl so that other students and graduates who are facing the same issues, what can you do in a situation like this?
Right. The fruit bowl is a blog, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm. So that's really where the blog comes in, I would say, in terms of educating.
I'm just looking at the time, and we haven't actually asked any of the questions that we were supposed to ask you about being an entrepreneur. Okay, can I ask you just one question?
Some sort of lightning round where it's just like five questions and I just have to shoot answers.
What's the best piece of advice you've been given?
Best piece of advice probably be, just be patient. Be patient, and I mean, you know, the market, especially the Middle East, it takes time for things to catch on and for things to really happen. So I think that's really the best piece of advice I've been given. Be patient. And then the other best piece of advice would be that time is money. So it's really a matter of combining those two pieces of advice and really trying to make sure that we do things quickly, but at the same time, we realize that things will take time.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, I think would just be, what's your single most important business essential?
Single most important business essential is, I would say, to be connected at all times. I mean, literally just, you know, if I could have a chip placed into my arm.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that would let me be connected, because it's really, you know, because we have to monitor users, monitor traffic, monitor all of these different outlets. And so I think it's really just being connected at all times. Mm.
It's been absolutely wonderful to have you on the program, and I'm so excited for you. I think it's a fantastic concept, wonderful business idea, and I really wish you all the very best, and we'd love to get you back in a couple of months and just see how you're doing and how it's going. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Ibba.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Ibba Masood, co-founder and CEO of Gradbury. Let's give out the website as well if you'd like to check it out. It's www.gradbury.com. Gradbury.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. God, that's just flown by,
see
as
you
always.
Next week.
Two hours.
See you
Thanks
next
very
week.
Much, Carla.
Thank you very much.
See you
next week.
Okay.